Live from the front lines, welcome to Stats Chat, hosted by Brad Zinda and Kaylin Sijikin. This is where strategy meets straight talk. It's bold ideas, real growth, and whatever else hits the mic. This is Stats Chat.
Well, 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 welcome back to Studio 26 here live from 4105, the Gradient Center. It doesn't get old, Kaylin.
Doesn't get old. We're back.
We are back
after a week off last week.
Yeah, right? We did have a week off. Matter of fact, I was hoping we had somebody in here. You know, that applause button that you hear some of these shows have?
It's on that board somewhere over there.
I would think somebody would want to hit that at some point in time. But anyway, we are back. We had a long week. And matter of fact, we're just dive right back into this. We were in Mexico.
South of Cancun.
We're at the Gradient Gala, which is an unbelievable trip. Our advisors, they earn that trip every single year. And it's our Gradient Gala. And this destination was Mayacoba, the Fairmont at Mayacoba in Playa del Carmen in Mexico. Beautiful. Mexico. Man, was it hot.
It was hot. Yeah, I mean, anyone listening, you know, Arizona sun and Florida sun, like that's all hot. But if you get down to Mexico, it is a different sort of hot. The sun itself, like humidity, you know, we've been to, I mean, last couple of months, North Carolina, Florida, things like that. You walk outside, your sunglasses fog up, right? Same thing there, but you get in that sun down there, it reminds you of how close to the equator you are. It's hot. So a lot hotter than what we're used to up here in Minnesota, I tell you that.
There's no question. It was the melting factor was in full effect.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Sunscreen. We'd walk out. You know what's interesting about that property? It felt like it sat in the middle of a jungle.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Golf carts were everywhere. We had call it 550 plus people. What I love so much about the event, though, is just seeing everybody and their families having such a great time.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter whether they were involved in a volleyball tournament, a catamaran. Right. You know, we had some snorkeling stuff going on. I mean, there were so many different things you could do down there. And to watch people and the families and everybody come together as really one big group, it was amazing. And I am so excited every time we go to these events.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, anyone that's been on these trips for a while know it's a lot of people bring their friends, kids, shall I say, their families, whatnot. And any first timers that were there really noticed that, right? I mean, it's a lot of people bring their family with their kids and makes it a really, really great event to be at. But yeah, I mean, I think it's over 550 people, something like that.
Yeah, I think that was the number I heard.
Uh-huh.
What's interesting is you brought up kids, and these kids, I mean, they hang out with each other every year. They look forward to seeing mm-hmm. their friends that they've met from the events over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And man, they just dive right back in. They're running around, having such a good time. And I think that's what makes this trip so unique and different. We are all about family when it comes to this trip. It isn't a trip that they've earned due to their production. But I will tell you, just being a part of that and the feel, just being in the pool, watching kids having such a good time. And I don't know, I just can't talk enough about how much fun it was. So,
yep. And the adults find a way to have a good time too, right?
They always find a way to have a good time. Yep, right. We have a good time. Now, there were a couple events that we really there was like a little competition, right? I think you were involved in the big one that everybody was talking about. I mean, we played golf down there.
Yep.
And that was a four-man scramble. And by the way, what a course.
That was a nice track as well. Really, really nice track.
They had just scramble. They hosted the LPGA there not too long ago, so the course was in tip-top shape.
Really great shape. For, you know, the sun they have down there, surprisingly really, really great shape. But yeah, you talk about the events. One of the things that I had to do, I think the day that you were on the snorkeling thing, was the volleyball. And I was honestly not looking forward to playing volleyball in that sun, but it was a heck of a time. And where we're going next year as well, I'm assuming just because of how big of a hit it was, we'll probably do something similar next year as well. So any of those volleyball players out there that are listening, thank you for showing up and playing. Everyone had a great time. And somehow my team found a way to win, actually. So
Kaylin,
gotta get that
I was
going to
ask you, you know, we went through at the awards dinner, if you will. We kind of talk a little bit about, you know, just the overall event, but then to see you on stage twice, let's talk a little bit about this. I mean, Are you a natural athlete?
I mean, that's a term they throw around.
Yeah.
Is the natural athlete a term that's used out there? No, I'm not going to, you know, put myself in that position. But it's funny how, you know, there's two events and I somehow am a part of winning both of them. I mean, you know.
Which leads me to the next question. How fair are you? Like, are you cheating a little bit? Like, what's going on the golf course? You won
on the golf course.
I talked to some of the guys that you played golf with and they said you were okay. You weren't dialed in, but you were having fun. You had a couple of scratchers on your team, which helps.
Oh, we didn't have any scratchers on there. But Ham and Egg did very well. That's what a four-man is. Someone's gotta make a putt, make a chip here. Everyone's in the woods and you find a way to put one in the fairway. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, for sure. I guess more the question is, you know, if you're just off the fairway on your best drive, does that club become part of the fairway? Because you get on a four-man scramble, you get a club. Is it the same lie in your group? Okay, that's one of the questions I think some of our listeners would have. Seeing you on stage twice collecting $200 total, which, by the way, I haven't got my cut yet. But yeah. No, it was those are some of the fun activities that we have. And then I heard the volleyball got pretty intense. Like it was the competition level. I mean, that was probably one of the biggest events that we talked about, how intense it got. And I mean, in a good way, people were diving, trying, slamming, setting. You can think of all the terms you want in volleyball. I love beach volleyball, but I'm not like an expert in it.
Yep. No, it was really competitive. I mean, anyone in this industry is probably a little bit competitive to begin with, right? Like the way you're small offices, you got to grind every day. Like it takes a certain person to do this. And a lot of times a certain person is also competitive in nature, right? We kind of all are, especially in this business, right? So yeah, I mean, you get the team of five out there and it got pretty competitive there. Close games. And we found a way to kind of edge it out there. I will say there's a couple of listeners, some good friends of ours that, you know, could probably argue that they should have had a chance. You know, a guy by the name of Brock specifically.
Oh, I know that guy.
He's not very happy if he's listening that we're talking about this for so long. Yeah, he probably turn it off.
Probably hit the, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Hey, if you are still listening, please just stay tuned. We got some good stuff ahead. No. it was an unbelievable event. And I have to mention this because I thought it was crazy. So they have, I don't know what it's actually called. I don't know. How do you describe this animal? They were everywhere. Oh, yeah. But it looked like a raccoon with a longer nose
and tail.
But I think they climb I don't really know what you call them. But anyway, when you got into the hotel room, there was the picture on the glass door and it said,
sliding door.
Please keep these locked because they will open the door. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Are these things going to open? And we saw a couple. I'm like, I don't know how they open that door. It's not like they just slide easy, but apparently they don't lie. Because we had a couple advisors and I think gradient staff maybe forgot something in their room. They went back to notice that we'll just call it a raccoon, was trying to open up the door.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And then the day before we left, I think there was some room service ordered by somebody. Maybe left the door open a little bit and they woke up to a raccoon eating some of that on their bed, which is kind of funny. But anyway, great experience. And for those that attended, thank you so much for making it just so memorable. We enjoy every minute of it and we can't wait for next year, which let's plug it, right?
Let's plug it. Yeah.
Maui.
Maui in a state called Hawaii.
Yeah. So and yes. Only, $4.5 million in production will get you through the doors there. And I know that is a big deal. It's not a lot in my mind of production to get to a destination like Maui.
Right.
It is at the West End. And we look forward to, you know, turning this event into 700 plus.
I look forward to that as well.
So
yes.
The one thing we talked about though, at the gala, we do have business meetings there and I want to kind of touch on some of those things because they were super important. Our leadership talked a little bit about the capability of going back through the books and understanding where you've potentially have, you know, some opportunities. And I don't want to lose focus of that. We talked a little bit about that on one of our podcasts about how important it really is and some of the technology we have behind the scenes that can help provide some of those details.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, that was definitely one of the big focal points was using technology, using AI, using the ability as Gradient's kind of done over the years, being a leader in this industry regarding tech, to help advisors find opportunities for business. So anyone that hasn't seen that list yet, connect with your marketer, connect with us, because that is something we can definitely help with a lot. And we make it very easy to find specific opportunities for you and find a new home for them. And you know, not just, you know, for you guys to win, more importantly, the client wins in the situation too, right? So
1,000%. I mean, yep. These are all about making the clients better in their portfolio, if you will.
Sure.
And so we don't just do it to do it. These are opportunities that lie within the client's portfolio that we deem that could potentially have a huge impact or increase in their retirement. So yeah. I want to make sure that we do, you know, at least say something about that. The next thing I thought was really interesting that we launched that I think we'll find a ton of value, but you want to talk a little bit about what we're calling our concierge program?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've all been there, right? So the worst thing about this industry sometimes is you guys work so hard to get a client, first of all, to meet with you and then come back for second and third appointment, and then finally agree to move forward, right?
That's correct.
And that's sometimes just the starting. That's the, you know, we're just starting that process because now you got to do the app and get it through suitability. And if it's a replacement, kind of deal with that. But then the money chasing can become more of a headache than finding the client and doing the business. And that should not be the case in our industry. So what we've done over the years here is, or recently just launched, is a concierge program that is going to take that off of our advisor's shoulders. Okay. So there's nothing worse than, you know, doing a transfer and, you know, finding out that's the wrong form and calling the transfer company. And they're like, well, we can't disclose this to you. You need to get the client involved. And then you get the client involved and then, you know, they send you the wrong thing. Like it just becomes a headache. And we've all been there. And all of a sudden, hopefully a 2-week process becomes a 6-8 week process, right?
Yeah, it really does. No, it becomes a little egg on the face. Yeah, clients start to wonder what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So what we've done here is we're actually launching a team that will actually have a phone call right after you take the application with that client, involve the transferring company, and actually see it all the way through the money chasing portion of it. Okay. All the way through from start to finish. And that'll take, in my eyes, a lot of time off advisors' shoulders and more importantly off their staff sitting on hold, calling us, calling the company, where's the check at? Like, what we're going to do is we're going to do that for advisors.
That's correct. And I think if you're an advisor right now sitting in your office going, you know, I spend endless hours on this, the chase to get the transfers or the companies to move forward. And, you know, it's so hard sometimes because, you know, a lot of carriers or companies will drag their feet a little bit, right?
Well, of course. Conservation.
And, yep. And trying to keep things around. But, you know, if there's a process, I've always said communication solves everything. Mm-hmm. It really does. It can solve every problem out there just by over communicating at times. This is one of those things where if you take somebody right after application and all of a sudden Gradient's team gets involved, walks them, the client, through the actual transfer process, shows mm-hmm. them what they need to do. Here's the forms we're going to get signed, but there might be some forms along the way that we might need to grab a signature on. Mm-hmm. But again, it's all about setting the expectation up front.
Correct.
And the advisors don't have to be a part of it. Here's what I love about it. We're asking for $100 per application. Now, I don't know about you,
right?
But $100 per application. That's yep. not a lot.
No.
About a 4-pack of steaks at Costco the other day, I think were $87. So a
couple steaks.
Yeah, yeah. It lasted about 3.5 minutes at the house the other day because everybody loves steak. But
right.
my point is $100 isn't a lot to spend for what I believe this service or this service will provide.
Well, and the time it saves, right? I mean, every agent can kind of have an idea how much money they either pay their staff or pay themselves in some sort of, you know, so you can easily justify if you're spending 30 minutes on transfers, that's probably too much.
Right? I would agree.
For a lot of advisors. So use us. That, and I was actually talking to another advisor about this a couple of days ago. What she mentioned, she said, what I like about it too, is it's going to make me look bigger than we are. As in a sense, like, hey, by the way, we're doing this today, but in the next 24 hours, you're going to get a call,
yep.
a personal call from my back office that's going to help you exactly through all this. Now, I'm not going to be on that call. I can be if you want to, but they're going to handle everything. I'm going to be in the loop, and then they'll take it to done all the way through. And she made it seem like that's more like I look bigger than I am. there's a lot of credibility that comes with something like that too.
I would agree. And, you know, once it gets to issue, we're going to hand it back over to the advisor to,
Yep.
you know, obviously deliver that and whatnot. But that was a huge, huge ad that I believe will change a lot of offices for us. Now, if you got somebody in your office currently doing this, this isn't to replace anybody.
Nope.
This is where you feel it needs, you know, it fits in your business. If, you know, you're sitting, I can think of a couple of things. You know, you had a influx of business come through the door and you've got, you know, $3-5 million pending because you had such a great couple of weeks. Maybe your seminar took off and you had, you know, tons of appointments come through and all of a sudden you're trying to track down, you know, a bunch of different transfers. Mm-hmm. That can be overwhelming. So I'm using that as an example because I really think that's the biggest need out there for advisors when it does come to, you know, push comes to shove, you're trying to get some things to the door. So
couldn't agree more. Yep. It's not for every app either. Obviously, cash with the app, you're not doing it.
Right.
One could even argue replacements from another carrier are a lot easier. But I mean, if you're trying to get money from a third party custodian, a 401k company, we've all been there, right? It's not an easy thing to do. And they can help.
1000%. If you wanted more information on that concierge program, please reach out to us. We got all sorts of different things we'd like to share with you on that. And then we're going to leave you with something today. And I was listening to a podcast myself the other day and, you know, we get some really good nuggets out there and we continuously want to share these because I think they're a huge value as producers continue to grow in this industry. Mm-hmm. Their bandwidth of, you know, getting wider, right? Inside their office, they're continuously trying to hire more advisors.
Sure.
And you've got a lot of our advisors that have done it. They've been younger, right? Coming out of college. They've got maybe a finance degree. They've already got their Series 65. Maybe they came from a banking industry,
yep.
what have you, but it's a younger face. And for most people in this industry, it seems like they've been dealing with maybe, you know, as advisors get older, it's maybe a little different view from their perspective mm-hmm. of, oh, who's the new guy in the shop?
Right.
And my challenge today is really do a good job of branding your new advisor, right? If you are sitting in your office today and you've got new advisors, new staff, whatever it might be, I would put a ton of effort into making sure that that advisor, and I always say this, I always call it like the purple cow,
purple
standing
haired
it, cow yeah,
or purple haired advisor.
Yeah. A standout, right? A traffic stopper. Let's try to make them look like that, right? Mm-hmm. Let's get them in the middle of all of your branding to make sure that everybody knows. Let's pump the tires of what this can look like, because the more branding and push behind that newer advisor, I think you're going to instantly gain credibility with all of your new prospects and current clients as you continue to, you know, develop this succession plan for most advisors, because listen, they're not going to do it their entire life. Sure. They slowly phase out over time. And with a new face, I think branding around them can be a huge advantage. What are your thoughts on that?
It definitely is. I mean, we've seen it time and time again, where you bring in a new advisor and you just kind of behind the scenes, you might take a couple phone calls here or there, and then, but you're not getting him out there. He's not meeting with people. He's not in all your appointments. Like, you have to do that. Also brand it that way. And more importantly as well, is there's nothing worse than training a new advisor and then see him walk out the door 6 months later, right? It's just, you just wasted 6 months of your time. Right. So if you can brand the advisor, make him part of your office, make him feel at home, make him included in everything you possibly can from a marketing standpoint, from appointment standpoint to, and, you know, because of course his success is your success, right?
That's correct.
And if you can make him more successful, you're going to keep him around for a longer term too, which is what everyone wants to have at the end of the day as well. In branding, right, when you get the guy, showing him off to the world, social media, mailers, yeah, and your appointments, client events,
anything you can think of. Yeah, you name it. And if you want more information on that, obviously we've got some advisors already doing that. We'd love to share those with you, but I wanted to get that out there as a challenge for you. If you currently have a new advisor in your office, let's brand them up and or her, and let's make sure that we're doing a good job of putting a lot of focus around the efforts on the growth of your firm and what that can look like. Kalen, let's wrap it up. We're at 19 minutes. That's 3-4 more than we usually go, but I thought there was some good stuff to talk about. Yeah,
it's a good one.
Hey, we're live once again from Studio 26. We appreciate you guys listening. We'll come back next week with even more to listen to.
That's right.
Talk to you soon.
Brad and Kaylin do not offer investment, legal, tax, or accounting advice and are not affiliated or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. The opinions herein may be from personal experience and may not necessarily be those of Gradient Financial Group, its employees, or affiliates. Any results, topics, or outcomes are for informational purposes only. Financial professional use only.